This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're really proud to have you here with us and hope that you will make us a regular part of your weekend gardening activities. We are joined right now by Jimmy Turner, who is the Senior Director of the Gardens at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. His report today is sponsored by Dallas Plumbing. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Appreciate you joining us, and lots going on right now. Let's get right into your report.
Well, the first thing we have this morning is a plant that I love. It's over in the ornamental garden. It's actually a Texas native and perennial for us, which is Zexmania hispida. It's a little yellow daisy. It's the best way to look at it. It's really kind of a, looks like a coreopsis, but it lives forever for us. And I just, it's one of the plants I don't understand why more people don't plant here locally. It's extremely drought tolerant. We'll grow in full sun. We'll grow in light shade. Grows about 2 feet tall and 3 feet wide and just blooms all summer long and really kicks into bloom right about now.
Maybe the people are looking up plants alphabetically, Jimmy. They had a chance when it was Wedelia, but when the name got changed to Zexmania, it kind of X'd it off. All right, yeah, it is really a pretty plant. Tell us the two best places to see it at the Arboretum.
Actually, the two best places to see it will be the Waterwise bed in the Johnson Color Garden right behind the giant yellow tower of Chihuly. And the other place is the Lay Ornamental Garden, and it's actually pretty close to a piece of Chihuly in that garden.
And so if you see those two places of Zexmania, you will have seen the entire Dallas Arboretum.
Pretty much, end to end.
That's about the two extreme ends. That's right. All right. And tell us about autumn at the Arboretum, Jimmy.
That's going on to November 21st. Got 50,000 pumpkin squashes and gourds on display all through the garden. Got a pumpkin village. I don't think anybody in the world's got a pumpkin village, but we have houses made out of them, a Cinderella carriage, a haybell maze, and on weekends there are all kinds of activities for kids.
Jimmy, we were out at the Arboretum, as you know, a week and a half ago in the evening, and I know you're going to address some of that in just a moment. And Lynn kept saying, this is just amazing. Did you say 50,000 pumpkins? Because we came in on the east side and kind of circled around down close to the lake and came back past the visitor center and on the Paseo. And I just kept saying, yeah, just wait. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. She had never seen the pumpkin village. And it's pretty impressive. When a music major can be impressed by something horticultural, it's pretty impressive. Nice work. And that is just really a cool, cool deal. The kids love that. The pumpkin village and the hay bale maze and all of that going on. All right. Now, get on to the immediacy at hand.
Chihuly lasts till November 5th. We're sold out at nighttime, but you can still come during the day with our regular admission. Are actually on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. If you come after 1 and before 5 o'clock, it's a $5 off admission, which is great. But you have to print the coupon from online. And on Wednesdays during the day, 9 to 5, if you print out the coupon, you can buy one, get one free discount. So we're trying to get everybody in to see Chihuly before we have to send it back to Washington.
Washington, D.C., is that where he is?
He's in Washington State, Tacoma.
Yeah, very, very creative man. That's just amazing. Folks, if you have no idea what we're talking about, I don't know where you've been, but you need to see the Chihuly exhibit at the Dallas Arboretum, a $20 million glass exhibit, and the time is running out. If you go to dallasarboretum.org, there will be photos there. I have photos on my Facebook page archived in the photos from our trip a couple weeks ago. All right, let's do the last thing here would be the fall programs that you have.
Yeah. We have a couple of fall classes coming up. Sustainable Flower Gardening and Design. That's with Cynthia Alexander, who owns Quarry Flower Farm, if I can say that, which is a cut flower business here in Texas. That's 10/27 from 9 to 11, so it's a pretty long class. But you get to make an arrangement and take flowers home with you. And we also have on November 3rd, I put 1/3 there instead by accident, you can actually take a walk of all of our trial gardens with Jenny Wedley before we pull them out for the fall and see all the stuff that performed well this summer.
Cool. That's a lot of good stuff going on. All right. Website is dallasarboretum.org. Your website for your plant trials, Jimmy, is?
dallasplanttrials.org or flameproofplants.org.
All right. A couple of options there. And the 24-hour information number for the Dallas Arboretum?
214-515-6500.
All right. And how do they find you?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. So just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, and it kind of becomes Garland Road. We'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south anywhere in Dallas, and just look for the green signs when you get near us to say Dallas Arboretum.
Jimmy, you have had a really, really busy year with all the things that have gone on at the Dallas Arboretum, from the drought from last year and its after effects, to the hail, to the Chihuly madhouse. Oh, I can only imagine. And the place looks beautiful. Nice job to you and your horticulture staff. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming out.
You bet. Take care. I'll be back. Take care, and we'll talk to you very soon. All right, Jimmy Turner, Senior Director of the Gardens at the Dallas Arboretum, sponsored by Dallas Plumbing Company, an institution. Dallas Plumbing Company, how many businesses can you name in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that were here in 1903? Let's start with Dallas Plumbing Company. I can name one. I'm done. That's all I can think of. Family owned by the Downs family for four generations. And you know what's made this business successful? I only know the current two generations of the Downs family. Well, there's a young generation also. I don't know them at all. But the third and fourth generations I know, and they're wonderfully nice people with a commitment to quality products and quality service. And I can only imagine the first two generations were the same way, and that's why a business stays around. Oh, I need to get some things told to you here now, because they are a Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Now through November 15, get up to $1,350 cash back and 0% interest for up to 3 years on new qualifying high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning systems. And new customers who have not used Dallas Plumbing in the past 3 years will receive $50 off your first plumbing or air conditioning service call. They also invite you to see their new display of kitchen and bath in the showroom. Now, they've had a showroom for years, but they have really upgraded things, and it's just amazing. This is where we got all of our plumbing fixtures for our home. It's at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. We bought our fixtures there 7 or 8 years ago, long before I did my first ad for Dallas Plumbing. 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, a mile or so north of LBJ. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing by talking to the experts first. If you want to call, it's 214-340-6300. That's the number to call to get that Carrier installation underway, or for all your plumbing and heating air conditioning needs. DallasPlumbing.com. DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Back to our phone lines, and we're going to go to Margaret in Fairview. Margaret, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank How may you. I help you?
My call.
You bet.
I have a question for you to see if I can do anything about the death, I guess, of 40 of my 60 roses due to what I read in the newspaper is called rose rosette.
Why don't you describe what's happened to the roses that are afflicted?
Well, they're not dead, but they do grow extended thorny branches that makes me know that this, which was coming up our mile-long street, has arrived at my rose garden. Everybody was hoping it wouldn't. I have the most roses on the block, but the appearance of the rose is not bad. It's not dead. It's still foliated, except for these gnarly, long stems that come out instead of any type of normal-looking new growth.
Yeah, and when they bloom differently and not as well,
yeah,
not as showy.
It is a little bit distorted.
Yeah, I wanted you to describe it since you have so much experience with it. Yeah. Rose rosette.
Fought it. My gardener has fought it. We know that it is, I believe, from what little we've all found out on the block, is that it's airborne and
it's spread by insects. It is spread by insects, and you can spread it on pruning tools too.
Oh yeah, well I've cleaned those every time.
Yeah.
It started with my backyard bushes, and it's kind of avoided the side yard shrubs.
Margaret, if you look online at Rose Rosette, and what I would always recommend, I'd look at Aggie Horticulture Rose Rosette.
Right.
I would do that search. and that will take you into the Texas A&M Horticulture website and what they have written about it. But if you just enter plant pathology, rose rosette, you'll find a ton of information on this disease online.
Okay, and that's just on a regular search, not through Aggie Horticulture.
You can do both. What I'm trying to do is validate what I'm about to tell you because it's not going to be good news.
I know.
Yeah, and what have you heard in 10 words or less, what have you heard about what needs to be done?
You need to destroy the plant, dig it up, destroy the soil rid yourself of the soil, clean your tools, and be sure you bag everything so you don't contaminate other roses of anybody else's.
That's the answer. And you know what? I wanted you to give it yourself because then I can just say, yep, that's exactly right. Somehow I just couldn't bring myself to tell you that for 30 or 40 plants.
Well, these roses are my friends. I knew them all by name. I have 20 of the 23 earth kind. Mm-hmm. And, I just trusted them for 5 years, and they looked beautiful. I trimmed them a little in the fall, and like you said, on February 14th, Valentine's Day or thereabouts, I got them, the rest of the way pruned down, and I just couldn't believe.
This is not to find any blame with it. Let me explain the Earthkind project to you, and that was to find roses that were bulletproof to black spot and powdery mildew. There is no rose that is resistant to this disease, and probably some are less likely to come down with it. But the point being, it has moved into town, and it is a horrific thing. And it shows up primarily, often in gardens that have a lot of roses. We see it in plantings where a big bank of roses is used along a highway or something, and so it. The Earthkind roses are still superior roses.
Oh, they are.
But they are not immune to this disease. I don't have anything else to add to you. You had the answer, and I will validate everything that you've said.
Just wondered if you'd heard any more from A&M because they do such a fine job with all of this.
Everybody in America is trying on this one, this is we have Humpty Dumpty here and everybody's working, but we have a problem. I'll let you know when I hear something.
And I wanted to say I would plant them again after 3 years. I believe that was the timeline.
Right.
Or my son said maybe you can plant them in whiskey barrels if you want them in that same location.
Yeah, I'd be limited on how much you invest in. I'm way behind. I've got to move. But I would be limited in what you stick your neck out for right away. Go to other types of flowers and enjoy them for a while. And
I will read online. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for the call. Good luck with them. I'm so sorry. All right, here is the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It is the maximum savings on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar with more than 10,000 words. The calendar alone, if you follow the guidelines of when to do things, the calendar alone will save you a lot more than this very low price of this offer will cost you. It will save you a lot of money and a lot of frustration, a lot of disappointment by doing things at the right time. This will be a calendar when it prints shortly that will look as pretty as any calendar you'll find in bookstores, but it's not going to be in the bookstores. We don't sell it that way. I can't compete against these big national companies, and so I do it this way, and it works fine. You get the calendar with more than 10,000 words, bullet by bullet, telling you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information. I have typed every word of it. The last thing that I have to do at 11 o'clock when I get off the air today is go to my laptop and do a little bit of last-minute tweaking on 2 months' worth of text. I need to take about 4 or 5 words out just to get it all to fit in the space we have. The photos are finished. They're turned in. We're ready to go to press. The offer gets more expensive once we commit to a print count. So call today before 11 for this lowest price. $36.95 gets you the calendar when it prints, all of that information, and a 1-year new or renewal subscription to what has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written specifically for Texas. 27 years with our magazine, 30 years with the calendar, all of it for $36.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. You must call before 11. We have extra people at my office to handle the phone calls. It will be busy. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW before 11. 1-800-752-4769. As we make the turn toward fall, maybe you think you escaped summer without foundation issues. But if you had the traditional problems, cracks in the walls, or doors that started to stick, you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is free. Their patented ProLift repair system is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. So at the first sign of trouble, you call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Whiskey Stone is a wonderful place to visit. It's like going to a state park to get to go to Whiskey Stone because you get to see the most beautiful stone. You know, you go to a state park to see beautiful stone formations or whatever, mountains of stone. You go to Whiskey Stone, no price of admission. You get to see beautiful stone and you get to buy beautiful stone. The biggest problem is going to be, gosh, I want some of all of that. And you have to have 22 acres to have some of all of that. Mike Wisna and his son Derek own and operate Whiskey Stone. What great guys they are. Leaders in the nursery industry. Leaders, I'm sure they're leaders in the building trades as well, because a lot of stone is used in homes. They are fabulous. 22 acres of glorious stone, whether you want retaining walls or a flagstone patio or walk, whether you want some kind of boulders for landscaping use, river rock, they have it all. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South. It's like a toy yard for Neil. Oh, I love this place. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, Southeast Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. If you want to look them up online, the website is really, really helpful. Whiz-Q.com, Whiz-Q.com, and the phone number is 817-429-0822. They have sales, professional sales staff that can help you estimate how much you need, take photos, take measurements in with you, and they'll help you, and they'll show you what they've done. They have classes there, and they save the work that they do during those demonstrations right there for you to see. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, whiz-q.com. It's Whiskey Stone. If you enjoy my program, it surely would mean a lot to me if you'd let our fine advertisers know, because that's how they're sure that their investment in this program is a good one. It's sponsors like Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. On the web, DixonBrothers.com, DICKSON. And Half Price Books. On the web, it's HPB.com, 20 Metroplex locations of Half Price Books. Thank you, sir. Let me tell you about Dalworth Clean. Now they are, after all, the next best thing to new. It's Dalworth Clean. They can make your carpet look like the day it was laid, or the next thing to it. They are just fabulous. They do carpet repairs. They do fine oriental rug cleaning. They also do hardwood, sandless, messless resurfacing of hardwood floors, tile and grout cleaning and polishing, natural stone cleaning. They do oriental rugs, as I mentioned, in their shop. They take it in there, your oriental rug, to clean it, because they have a very special drying process for the extra dense fibers of the oriental rugs. They do all of that, and they do it great. I hope that you'll get involved with Dalworth Clean. In fact, if you need new flooring, they do that. They have a shop-at-home truck that will bring samples to your home, or you're invited to their showroom at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Right now, pay only $29 per area when you have five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. 32 years I've told you about them. I think the world of this company. Call them. They serve all of the Dallas-Fort Worth and surrounding areas. 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433. Call tomorrow, 267-8433. Book online at dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. And we go back to our phone lines to Joe in West Fort Worth. Joe, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for waiting on me. There. Thank you.
We went out just about a year ago and bought a little ginkgo tree and planted it in the front yard. In fact, it was the same weekend your article was running the Star-Telegram saying now's the time to plant ginkgos.
Good.
And, well, we've always loved those, and that gave us the motivation. And I learned the lesson the hard way years ago. I watered the thing virtually every day all winter and into the spring, and it leafed out. And it's done well, except all through the summer, especially in the heat, it seemed like the leaves were a lighter color of green, almost a yellowish tint, and maybe more the color of an aspen than the trees around here. But a fellow where I bought the tree suggested throwing some of his shrub and tree high nitrogen fertilizer on it, so I did. Couldn't tell it made a lot of difference, but the trees continued to do well. But I noticed this week, just overnight almost, the leaves all turned a bright yellow, and I thought, well, that looks like fall foliage, but it's the only tree in the whole neighborhood that's not still a dark green color.
Sure, I understand. Let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, was the tree bald and burlapped, or probably in a pot, right?
It was in a pot.
Okay, that's good. Go back a month and tell me, were the leaves scorched around the edges, or were they just that paler green?
Well, they were the paler green. Some of them may have been a little scorched, and I noticed some of them started getting some big brown spots that looked like maybe an insect had bitten into it or something like that.
I've never seen anything eat into a ginkgo. I don't know if they're toxic to insects, but from my experience of having ginkgos at my home 32 years and 6 years, I have two trees. I've never seen anything eat their leaves. I may just be lucky. What I have noticed in watching ginkgos that are young trees planted is that first year that you have them, and it was true with the one I have at my home that I bought 6 years ago, they do tend to drop their leaves a little bit earlier the first year, just probably because they have gotten a little bit dry. That soil ball doesn't have much in it when you buy it in a pot. It's lightweight mix, and in spite of your watering, there's just not much nutrition there, and they do drain. It's no fault of the grower. It's just the way that the world is. And so I don't hear anything out of this that concerns me at all. I will tell you that both of my ginkgos are planted almost where I would be safe planting a Japanese maple. They don't get a lot of direct sunlight. And the paler color that you saw, and perhaps even the spots that you saw in the leaves, may be not leaf scorch, but maybe due to sunlight. And those spots may be leaf scorch. But I think as it gets established and roots out into the adjacent soil, I'll bet you that it will take on it'll be a medium green, kind of a gray medium green color. They're not a dark, doesn't look like a holly leaf or anything ever in terms of its color, so don't expect that. But I think you're going to be fine. Just sit tight, and I'll bet it'll come out and look wonderful come springtime.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. I guess I was just calling for peace of mind more than anything.
Well, you got my arm around your shoulder right now, and it's just to say I think it's going to be fine.
Well, let me ask you this. When they sold me the tree, they sold me a bag of stuff that, as I understood it, it was sort of like a cotton meal or cotton burst, and said to mix that in the soil, so I did, and I was just curious in the long run whether that was really good for the tree or if that may have had something in it that...
It didn't have anything. It hurt anything. The concern that I have with any organic matter, any soil amending of a tree is, okay, so if that helps, how is this tree going to survive 10 years from now when its roots are way over there and way over there? And that soil amendment that I was supposed to add 10 years ago is no longer, I can't do it over there. And so my comment to people is you choose a tree that is adapted to the soil that you have. This comment applies to trees and to large shrubs that are going to have extensive root systems. For example, like a big type of holly or like a crepe myrtle. You choose a plant that can tolerate the soil that you have, because if you had to go in there and add a bunch of organic matter to a big plant, first of all, you can't afford to do it over a great big area. And secondly, by the time the roots get out there, that organic matter will have decayed and be gone anyway, so you're right back where you started. And in the case of ginkgo, it is just fine. One of my two ginkgos is in a part of my yard that was near my original little greenhouse that I had near our home. And there was no landscape around that area. It was out in our adjacent to our woods. And behind our home, we live in the country. And that little ginkgo got water when I thought of it, and it did beautifully and has continued to do beautifully. It didn't grow very much until I put a landscape around it, but they're very durable plants. You're going to be fine. Just sit tight. Keep it moist this winter.
Do you recommend putting a root stimulator on it?
Not now, no. It has all its roots. It's doing fine. Just sit tight, keep it moist, put the nitrogen on it spring and early summer, and stand back.
Okay.
Good. I appreciate your call. I got to run. I sure do thank you for the call. I'm behind on getting to the newscast miserably, and please forgive me if you can, Eric. I hope he hasn't gone home. His shift hasn't ended. Each plant in the Southern Living Plant Collection is specifically chosen to succeed in Southern gardens. The result of evaluations, trials, and research, these are superior plants that offer improvements to solve challenges in the landscape. The Southern Living Plant Collection. Southern Living Plant Collection varieties are the perfect addition to your garden or your container. There are plants you can trust. As some of the favorite varieties in the North Texas area, the Pixie, Purple Pixie, and Purple Diamond Loropetalums. These Loropetalums grow to manageable sizes, unlike some Loropetalums that will swallow up your house. Purple Pixie has a unique dwarf weeping habit. It's perfect in containers or as a ground cover, and Purple Diamond can be maintained at 4 to 5 feet. Both keep their rich purple foliage all year long. The Southern Living Plant Collection Nandinas, I love these. The three Nandinas offer richer color than traditional Nandinas all year long, and their light feathery foliage is fuller. They don't grow into a stiff bunch of sticks, as some Nandinas are known to do. Now, for more information on decorating, planting, and care tips, go to southernlivingplants.com. These are the real deal, folks. Southern Living Plants. Go take a look at them online. southernlivingplants.com. You'll see the tags in nurseries all over Texas.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Southern Living Plants is one of the sponsors of our all-new home landscape school for 2013. I didn't get that out very well, did I? It will be on Saturday, January 26, 2013 at the Plano Center. You have to register ahead of time. Our goal in this landscape school is to teach you how to draw a landscape plan for a project at your home. It is not complicated. We'll teach you the common sense that you need to know, the common sense things that you need to carry around in your mind in terms of scale and form and bed design and all of that. Principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs to use, how to have effective color, annual and perennial color. Jimmy Turner will teach that for us. Terrific Texas turf grass. I'm probably going to teach that one. Effective entryways and front gardens, fun patios and backyards. And joining Jimmy and me will also be Stephen Chambly. He's wonderful. He's from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford. How to Design to Scale. That's on Saturday, all day Saturday, January 26. And then following that 2 weeks later, on either February 9 or 10, you take your choice of one day or the other. You will have an all-day, you'll have a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional either on Saturday or Sunday. That'll be in North Dallas. You will leave with a working drawing of your landscape project and the knowledge of how to do additional projects in the future. This is cool. It's our 18th year to do it. It always sells out. $179 for one person, $219 for two people, same household, one consultation. And I need to tell you that the price is about to go up by $20, so sign up ahead of time early and get those savings. That's what you need to do. The number to call to register is 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. It's the same number you call for the calendar offer that is running out soon, so call right now before 11, 1-800-752-GROW. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and Eric Bushman. Eric?
Well, Neil, it is 79 degrees. At 10:35, I'm Eric Bushman in the 24/7 newsroom. Remembering George McGovern. Details after your first weather and traffic. Windy, partly sunny this afternoon with a high up to 88 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, a low 71. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. A stray shower possible with a slight chance for an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. Otherwise, cloudy with a high 85. And partly to mostly cloudy on Tuesday with a high 82. Currently cloudy and 79 degrees at DFW Airport. Now a check of the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
As you drive from Arlington towards Fort Worth, I-30 westbound at East Chase Parkway, watch for reports of debris in the center lanes of the highway there. And northern Collin County, southbound 75 at FM 455 in Anna, the right lane is closed with construction, and that is scheduled until 7 this evening. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Lane Brooks.
George McGovern once joked that he had wanted to run for president in the worst way, and that he had done so. The Democrat who lost to Richard Nixon in a landslide in 1972 has died. His family says McGovern died this morning at a hospice in South Dakota, the state he represented as a congressman and a senator. He was 90 years old. Lebanese soldiers have fired guns and tear gas to push back hundreds of protesters trying to storm the government headquarters in Beirut. The enraged crowd came from the funeral of a top Lebanese intelligence official assassinated in a massive car bombing Friday. The protesters blamed that day's killing on Syria, and they consider the government in Beirut to be far too close to the regime there. And a Nevada judge agreed to reopen the robbery and kidnapping case against O.J. Simpson. The former football star had claimed he was trying to recover items stolen from him when he robbed two memorabilia dealers at gunpoint in a Las Vegas hotel in 2007. Melissa McBride reports the appeal center around the actions of attorney Yale Galanter.
In the appeal, Simpson states he told Galanter in advance about the plan and says his attorney told him it was legal as long as no one trespassed or used force. Simpson also says he wanted to testify at his trial, but Galanter advised him not to take the stand.
That was Melissa McBride reporting. Again, the high today will be 88. It's 79 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Eric Bushman.
Well, this is it, the last debate. This means everything. Coming up on the Monday Night Chris Crock Show, we'll carry the final presidential debate live at 8, and then you and I react when it's over at 9:30. These are amazing nights where you and I get to react and watch it all unfold in real time together. Don't miss it. Debate Monday night at 8, you and I react at 9:30 on the Chris Crock Show on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsperry.com.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
Covington Nursery and Landscape is at 5518 President George Bush Highway. That used to be called Liberty Grove Road back when it was a two-lane road. It's a little more than two lanes now, and they're on the northbound access road there just north of Highway 66 off the Bush Turnpike in Rowlett. A great garden center there open today. They're probably open right now. Covington Nursery, it's 18 acres in size. This is the time to plant pansies, and Covington's grows their own. 40 varieties of their own homegrown pansies in every color you could possibly want, and they're on sale. Buy three flats, get the fourth free. I'm going to be going out to Covington's here in the next week or two. I can't stay away any longer. Can't make it. Got to go. Pansies are the hardiest flower for a cool season, and they give you beautiful blooms now until spring. Stop by Covington's. Get your pansies today. Enjoy gorgeous color in your landscape for the next 6 months. Fall is the best time. Joe Covington has been saying this for all of his 38 or 9 years, Covington's. Fall is the best time to plant trees and shrubs, and their 18 acres are filled with the highest quality plants for you to choose from, including all the top trees for our area and a great assortment of shrubs in every color and description. Check out their available stock list on the website at covingtonnursery.com to see all the plant varieties and sizes. They have a half-price house as well, and while you're out there, pick up pumpkins, hay bales, and mums, corn stalks for your fall decorating. It's a great place. The gift shop is wonderful. Independently owned and operated since 1972. There you go. This is their 40th year. Open 7 days a week to serve you. 972-475-5888. CovingtonNursery.com, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050, 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very much, and thank you for being my screener today. Thanks to Randy Williams also for a great job running the boards, at least to this point. Maybe we can coast on in and finish out a nearly perfect program. There is never perfection when I'm involved, but we've come as close as we possibly can. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Linda in McKinney. Linda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I've had a possum haw holly come up. I didn't even realize it until it grew. It was behind a shrub, and I didn't realize it until it was sticking up above the shrub. So I need to dig that up and move it at some point because it's already, you know, nearing 6 foot tall.
All right.
So when is the best time to do that, and how much do I need to prune it back?
All right. I'm going to ask you two questions, first of all, out of three questions, and they're all yes or no answers. Has it had fruit?
It does right now, yes.
It does have fruit. All right. Are they starting to turn red? That was not one of my questions. All right. That's good.
Yes.
That negates the other two. I was going to make sure you didn't have privet because the leaves are somewhat similar.
No, I have two possum haws in my yard already that I've had for many years.
All right, so. Cool. Possum haw holly, the ones that you buy in nurseries, are cutting grown to be sure, first of all, that they're female, and more specifically that they're an improved variety, probably Warren's Red possum haw holly. It's a superior variety because the fruit is larger, it's darker red, and the plants tend not to sucker as much. Seedlings would have a 50-50 chance of being male, therefore fruitless. And also, even those that do bear fruit, the female plants would have a pretty good chance of not being as large or red fruiting as the ones that you bought at a nursery. Having said that, I wouldn't throw it away. I agree with you. I'd try to save it. So from this point on, let me answer your question. That's just some extraneous static I put on the radio. Any woody plant that you're going to dig needs to be transplanted during the winter dormant time when it's bare, after the first hard freeze, when it gets down into the 20s, sometime between that day and the middle of February or early March. And in the case of possum haws, I'd try to have it done no later than mid-February. You need to have a soil ball that will hold the soil around the root system. How large is the trunk where this comes up out of the ground? If it has fruit on it, then the trunk may be thumb size or finger size or what?
It's probably about 4 inches around in diameter.
Circumference. So it's an inch in diameter. It's broomstick size.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You need a soil ball for that. That is, I'm holding my hands apart now. See, right here is helpful.
Okay.
16 or 18 inches, 16 inches probably. And I would prune the plant back pretty significantly. The only problem is you're always going to have that whack in the trunk. It will always be visible. Eventually, what you might end up with is a plant that branches out down below, and you end up taking that stub off altogether after a year or two. Let's say that you pruned it back to 3 feet. You pruned it back by 50%. That's normally what we tell people to do when they transplant a woody plant is prune it by half to compensate for the roots that you leave behind when you dig it. All right. If you don't have a lot of other side branches that you, if this thing is this just a straight rocket shot of a trunk with a few little branches coming off?
No, it has some pretty good sized branches, actually.
All right, and are they coming off the rocket, or are they coming up from down near the ground?
They're coming off of the
one straight rocket. Shoot. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I can't tell you how to prune it without seeing it. You're probably going to want to prune all of them back 50%. That's the answer. That would do it.
Okay.
And
okay.
Maybe you don't prune the main mother stem quite as severely as I suggested, because that way maybe you can prune it right above a bud, like you would a rose, right above a bud that faces out, that will become the new trunk, and so that way you won't have that stub there in the middle of the plant. Anyway, do all that in the wintertime. Root stimulator right after you transplant it. Water it well and keep it properly watered. You sound like a landscaper. You'll do fine.
Yes. Actually, I'm the one who sent you the pictures of our greenhouse on your Facebook page.
Oh, my, yes.
The old windows and doors.
Oh, my, yes. And I never got there to take photos, and I need to, and I want to. It's just a beautiful greenhouse.
I'm an avid gardener, so.
You'll do fine. I have wasted your time with my answer in more detail than you needed, but
there you go. I just didn't know if I needed to wait until the birds ate all the berries off.
The berries don't matter. It has to be dormant from the wintertime. I will make contact back again with you. It has been a year to end all years for me work-wise.
I know.
Yeah. Well, Linda, I appreciate you. That's a beautiful greenhouse. Just wonderful job. Thank you. All righty. Let's go to a break, and we'll get our last break in. Then we'll have Deborah in Keller and Ann in Cleburne. I'll get both of you in. So, I can help. I can help both of you very easily. So hang with me. This is the wrap-up of the offer of the lowest price of the year. We are wrapping it up and finalizing it, because once we commit to a press count, a print count for my calendar, the price has to go up. From that point on, I'm taking a chance on orders, and so I charge accordingly. If you want the lowest price of the year, you will call in the next 12 minutes to my magazine office, 1-800-752-GROW. This is what you will get for $36.95 and $3 postage. The postage is applied to the calendar for the box and the shipping of the calendar. My 2013 Texas Garden calendar will print shortly, and when it prints, it will be the prettiest of 30 annual Texas gardening calendars that I have done. It will be the nicest. It will also have as much information as I have ever put in a calendar, telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. Huge amount of information, beautiful calendar, all that information telling you when to do things, hundreds of bullets, so you'll make good decisions that will save you money and frustration through the years. Get all of that by calling before 11 o'clock today at a 38% savings. You'll also get a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. I'll put it up against any gardening publication in the United States. This also makes a wonderful gift. If you're interested, let our folks at the office know that. We've brought in extra people to the office today to handle the phone calls. It always is crazy when we wrap up an offer. Maximum savings on the calendar. It will never come back to $36.95 again for this offer of the calendar, all of its information, hundreds and hundreds of bullets of when to do things, and the full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Satisfaction guaranteed on all of it, $36.95 if you call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
Summer's drought was hard on all of us, but hopefully your landscape has benefited from the recent rains. Now is the time to spruce up those summer-weary beds, and Shades of Green can help. You'll find fresh and colorful pansies, snapdragons, violas, kale, cabbage, mums, and so much more. The folks at Shades of Green know a thing or two about drought-hardy native perennials. You'll find hundreds of varieties to choose from. Fall is the best time to plant perennials to give them a strong head start for next spring and summer. Remember, Shades of Green's annual tree sale is going on right now. You can save up to 30% during this tremendous sale. Get in the fall spirit. Right now, Shades of Green has a great selection of pumpkins, hay, corn stalk, and gourds. Shades of Green really is not your ordinary nursery. Visit www.shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Give them a call at 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
Thank you, everybody. SerenityHigh.org is the website. What a wonderful school it is, and I'm proud to offer them any help that I can offer here and support. When a family has the kind of problems that substance abuse brings out, I can tell you from having been down that road that it is just paralyzing, and I'm in a 12-step group that has given me a great deal of help and support, and has to many others for many, many years. And if you are a student at Serenity High, you feel that same kind of help and support there. SerenityHigh.org. I am on the Dalworth Restoration website. I thought, you know what, I'm going to do an ad. I need to give you the boilerplate of Dalworth Crawl Space and Dalworth Restoration, and then I'm going to talk about their website. The Dalworth Crawl Space is a part of Dalworth Restoration, and the website is dalworthrestoration.com. And the phone number, if you want to call, is the same number you call for any of the Dalworth services. That's 214 or 817-267-8433. I am looking at dalworthrestoration.com, and then I clicked on, they handle smoke and fire and water damage of all kinds at Dalworth Restoration. They do heroic work, and I've been through the entire facility at Dalworth Restoration. I've seen all of the goods that they have brought in and have protected and saved while they go back and make the house whole again. This is a part of that service. Dalworth Crawl Space Encapsulation and Basement Waterproofing Contractor. If you get to that page on dalworthrestoration.com, you're going to see the most incredible things. This is where they put that barrier in, that film barrier to cover the dirt, the bare dirt, and encapsulate it and give you a house that doesn't have the humidity issues. I'm going to scroll on down. Dalworth Crawl Space, door repair and installation. Crawl Space, here is air filtration and dehumidifier. They can do that for you. Crawl Space encapsulation with a vapor barrier. Dalworth Crawl Space solution showing before and after photographs of what they do. Mold and odor prevention, insect and rodent elimination, energy efficiency, crawl space insulated floors, frozen and burst pipe protection, temperature regulated storage space addition. All of that is on this website. All of this is what they do. They invite you to call them at 214 or 817-267-8433. Now, there's a different number I see here on this webpage, but I know that number will get you to Dalworth Crawl Space, Dalworth Restoration, 214 or 817-267-8433. All right, we have a few minutes left in the program. I'm going to ask each caller to be quick. Deborah in Keller, how can I help you?
Yes, thank you for taking my
sure.
call, and I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Thank you.
We have some red-tipped flotinia bushes out mm-hmm. front, and the grasshoppers got to them. How far down should we prune them, or is now the time to do that?
You can prune them now through the winter. I wouldn't do any huge pruning right now because you'll be looking at stem stubble for several months until they start growing. Probably the best month to prune red-tipped flotinias and reshape them would be January. They are the earliest of all of our shrubs to start growing in the spring, or among the earliest, and so you don't want to wait until February on them. I'd say December or January would be ideal, but if they're unsightly now, you can reshape them now. I would do as little as you can get by with.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You bet, Deborah. Thank you. Ann in Cleburne, how can I help you? I have about a minute. How can I help?
I have Asian jasmine in a flower bed I need to get rid of. Anything short of digging it out?
Well, not digging, but scraping it out. It is the easiest easiest ground cover in the world to eliminate, because it does not produce underground runners like most of them do. So if you take a hoe that has a good sharp head on it and work at a time when the soil is barely moist or even a little bit dry, and just scrape it across, you can pull it out. It is the easiest thing. There's no other way to get rid of it more easily. You certainly don't want to spray it to kill it, because you have the same job ahead of you, and it's easier if you do it while it's green and it comes out as a just a mat. It will just roll up and come out. I'm using my hands like an Italian guy now, just describing how it'll roll up. It won't be as hard as you think.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Audrey in Mansfield, I have about 40 seconds. How can I help you?
Okay, hi, Neil.
Hi.
How do you get rid of mesquite trees? It's about a knee high. It's 16 acres of them.
All right, and they've been mowed down, it says, so they're probably coming back from big roots.
Yes.
The broadleafed weed killers and brush killers are going to be your best bet, and you'll need to buy them through a farm supply store. They're not going to be in retail garden centers so much for the size of space that you're dealing with. Tell them at a farm supply store what you need. It's probably going to have 2,4-D in it. It may have some other materials, and it may take some persistence because you have a big root system left there to contribute. Got to run. I appreciate your call. Michelle Shook, Randy Williams, thank you both. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry.